Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll introduce you to a man that's literally a cross-country walker and a Pennsylvania guy, and he's in a place called Fort Loudoun, and it's out to the east of where we are between Chambersburg. And where is that, Brian Mincher?
Yeah, between Chambersburg and McConnellsburg.
Franklin County.
That's way out there in the east.
You're heading our way, correct?
I am, yes. I'm heading out Route 30. I'm going to have the pleasure of staying with a buddy for two nights that lives in Pittsburgh, actually, towards the latter of the week. So
now you're literally walking across America.
Yes, sir. I am. I'm the founder of Addiction Awareness Across America. I'm in recovery myself from alcoholism and drug addiction. And about 2 months ago, a vision came to me in regard to, you know, carrying my message, my purpose. I feel in life, my vision, and that is to, you know, carry my message of experience, strength, and hope I've had. You know, when it comes to recovering from a hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit. And that's what being recovered actually is all about. So there is no cure, right, for the disease of alcoholism or addiction, but we can become recovered. So I felt the purpose to carry that message. So about 2 months ago started Addiction Awareness Across America. It is a nonprofit. And I'm hiking from Kensington, Philly, one of the most profound places of hopelessness in America, an open-air drug market. I was there about 10 days ago, shooting some footage down there and hiking to Santa Monica, California, literally one step at a time. and in hopes to raise the awareness of the disease, you know, of addiction. And alcoholism, it has astoundingly been increasing over the years. Last year, roughly 200,000 Americans died directly from the disease of alcoholism and addiction. And, you know, that's not counting suicides or anything else, right? And I just really feel there's more we can do as Americans to help with those people that need help and want help.
And you are raising quite awareness with your walk across America. Very impressive. A lot more than 12 steps, that is for sure. But what does your nonprofit hope to achieve? I mean, how is your nonprofit going to help with the awareness other than your walk? What are you going to do?
Right. So the purpose of the walk, obviously, is to raise awareness of the nonprofit itself. The purpose of the nonprofit is, you know, as cliche as it sounds, but help combat the stigma. Right. There's still a lot of misinformation. People are misinformed about the disease of addiction and how people think, you know, they can just stop. Right. So help combat that stigma, help raise awareness of different treatment options that are available to people out there. Hopefully increase the amount of treatment options out there. And then, you know, specifically with the funds that are raised, help people get into treatment, right? There's a lot of people that can't get into treatment due to insurance reasons. So maybe, you know, on a larger scale, help try to fix that in some capacity. You know, that's on a much bigger level than me in regards to maybe some laws in Congress being made. you know, but, and then, a vital part of my recovery, over the years has been what's called sober living or structured living, right? Which is a latter stage of recovery after a 28-day treatment. People think they're, you know, cured, right? People think they can go back to their families or their job. And, oftentimes they can't, you know, they've been using drugs and alcohol for 15, 20, 25 years and think it's all coming back to them in a month, right? So having a more structured environment, where they can have more accountability, where they can ease into, you know, more real world situations, right? To focus, give them time, give them the opportunity to focus on their recovery, and then integrate back into society, right? And become a productive member of society.
Well, certainly right now, Brian, there are people listening who are feeling helpless and need to reach out. Where do you begin? And what was it that turned for you that you were able to make this major step in your life?
Yeah, well, actually first went into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous in 2016, right? So I wasn't a first-time winner. And, you know, I had to come to that point of desperation in my life, right? Where it was for me a life or death situation, right? I needed to, feel that despair. And I was either on the path of death or on a path of spiritual way of living, right? To my knowledge, it really is, the only solution for the real alcoholic or the real addict is to follow a spiritual way of life, right? So I've been able to have this psychic change and have this this change in my life to follow that path, right? So people can reach out. They can reach out to my website if anyone is any ever in need. I do have some connections within you know, some different facilities to be able to get them the help. The website is addictionawarenessacrossamerica.org. addictionawarenessacrossamerica.org. And then the email, you can contact me via email. It's addictionawarenessamerica@gmail.com.
And there's so many
awarenessamerica@gmail.com.
And there are so many families that are affected by addiction. A lot of people who are in recovery try to stay away from certain situations, but you went right to an open-air drug market to start your walk. That is impressive. Yeah. How difficult was that, and are you surprised that the authorities allow that to happen?
I am extremely surprised that it's gotten to the place it has, right, that people can't. They can't step in, right? Or they're not willing to step in to make the changes that are necessary for that. No, I was okay. You know, I am recovered from a hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit, right? So I can go anywhere. I can go to the bar. It's not something I enjoy doing anymore by any means, right? But I can do that, right? Because I have worked a program that puts me in the ability to be around that. Now, people, places, and things in early recovery, yes, absolutely have to stay away from certain triggers or situations that might, you know, lead the addict back to using again, right?
Well, it's incredible what you're doing, and we'll follow your story, if you don't mind, kind of walking across America, addictionawarenessacrossamerica.org. Brian Mincher, our guest on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Well, we wish you all the best and appreciate you bringing more awareness and offering people an opportunity to take that step. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Great morning here. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, be safe, and we'll check in again.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.